Okay, Alan and Brian, thank you. Let's give them some more love. And let's thank Patricia for her flute during the meditation. Did you love that? Thank you. What a great gift. Thank you so much. You can do that anytime. I liked it. Did you like it? Yes. See? Okay. So this is a big subject today. Today's subject is love. Oh. I liked what Alan did. Shower the people you love with love. Because the value of loving life, the value of respecting ourselves, respecting each other, looking for the good will dissipate any fears when we learn to love, when we learn to look with love. Let's back up a minute. Starting every situation with love isn't easy, is it? Saying go to God can equally be overwhelming. How about for you? Yeah. Especially when we're in a situation that seems to have us twisted up in it. Anybody? So this morning, we're going to go to love a little bit more gently. We're going to move toward that direction of being love and allowing love and allowing God greater to express in our lives, in every day, in every minute, in our activities. But we're going to do it more gently, okay? Is that good for you? Yeah, it is for me too. Because you see, we all want to be loving. I don't know anybody that doesn't want to express and experience love, but it isn't always easy. So help us do this. We're going to look this morning at Emma Curtis Hopkins. And Emma Curtis Hopkins is called the teacher of teachers. She taught Ernest Holmes. She taught the Fillmores of Unity. And she had so many students in her day and in her time. And Reverend Suzanne's teaching a class, and she's teaching a class from whence we came, and so the students always ask, do you have the books? Because this class has a lot of books. One of the books they're going to be using is Scientific Mental Practices. If you haven't read it, you might want to, or you might want to join Reverend Suzanne's class. Because these are the basics, this is the foundation from who we are in Science of Mind. And so I was going to loan this book out to one of the students, and I, you know, you didn't see me, marked it all up, and I opened it up and I started reading it, and I went, whoa, this is really good. So I thought it's the perfect thing to share with you this morning, especially when we're wanting to move into that energy of love that isn't always easy to do. So I want to read some of from Emma Curtis. We're going to start with, if you take the word God for your starting point, you will not start so near the foundation feeling of your mind as you will if you take the word good. I'm seeking my good. Therefore, I am seeking my God. And she goes on to say, are you seeking good? Why do you move your right hand? You move it to get your good. Why do you breathe? Ah, she says, you breathe to get your good. Why do stones lie still and wait? They are waiting for their good. I don't know about you, but as soon as I read that line, I thought of skipping stones.
Every time I go to the water and I see the stones lying there, the good is to skip them. Anyway, why does the bird fly? It flies for its good. Everything moves and waits for its good. So you see that the good draws everything. The good which you and I want governs everything we do. Therefore, the good which you are seeking is your God. I invite you to breathe that in. The good you are seeking is your God. So if you can't say, I'm looking for God today, then just start saying, I'm looking for my good. I'm knowing my good is coming to me. And she goes on to say here, I seek my good because my good is my God. As we acknowledge that the good we are seeking must be our God because it pulls and pushes us all the time to see ourselves better and better satisfied. Hear that. The acknowledgement that I am seeking my good and my good is my God is telling a simple truth. How much easier it is to start on this path of love. To say, oh, I'm going to come here today. I'm going to move into that experience just looking for my good. Because you see, good wants to be in your life, in your health, in your job, in your home. When we begin looking for our good in everything, things will and do change. And I don't know about you, but looking for my good is easier at times than saying, okay, God, where are you in this? Because sometimes we're not able to feel that connection. There's good for me and I ought to have it. That is one of her greatest statements. All she kept calling God was good. Expect good. Let's get every definite. Let's be very definite in our own mind that good is here and more is on its way. Yes, can you do that?
Yes.
Are you willing to?
Yes.
See, because that's up to you, isn't it? I love this talk. I hope you do. More good is coming. Breathe that in. More good is coming into my life. Everything begins with our beliefs. Now, we know this in Science of Mind. But did you know that only 10% of our day is filled with unexpected events? Only 10%. But when that happens, 90% of our day is spent on how we handle that 10%. Think about it. Somebody takes your parking place. You're going to think about it all day, aren't you? Should have beat my horn. It says Reverend on the side of my car. Can't do that. You see? I should have said that thing back at them. You think of it all day. Now, only 10% of whatever took place that might have jarred your blessings for that day, we're going to spend 90% talking about it. But if we say, you know, that was good because that happened gave me an opportunity to bless that person, to know greater, that's not going to take my good away. See the difference? And we make up the story of our day. We make up the story of what happened during the day. Do you feel put out by life? Or are you looking for the good? Are you looking for something to praise? Are you looking for something to give thanks for? It was really funny the other day. I want to tell on Rick. He's been making this cold brew coffee. It is so good. And I've been drinking it. And he's not used to that because, you see, he's usually the one drinking it. And so he said, well, why don't you start making it? I'll tell you how to make it. So he did. I said, okay, I'll make it. Well, we had one jar, but it only had a little bit in it. So I thought, well, I'll clean that. I'll put it in a little jar, and then I'll make this new cold brew. And I'll clean this to be ready for that. You see what it's doing? So I come back down to the kitchen, and he said, now, Rick, you know him. He's in love. He goes, so you drank all the cold brew? I said, no, honey, there's something in the refrigerator. I left it for you. He didn't see it. He was so like. So he said, well, I made iced coffee for myself. It's not very good. I don't think I've ever seen him upset. It was so cute, though, you know? We're still laughing about it. That was yesterday. You see how easy it is to flip that switch, to turn it on and turn it off. Anybody? I do it. Looking for the good and praising it and giving thanks. Seeking your good, finding God is what we're being called to do. Love is also the good that we are seeking. Love is the highest name for God. And at the height of our spiritual teaching, we find God covering us with love. Ernest Holmes said, always expect the good, have enthusiasm, and above all, have a consciousness of love, a radiant feeling of flowing through you at all times. Live to have an inner sense of unity with the all good. Stop and breathe that in. Loving ourselves means we learn to look for the good. Through love, we learn that the world is a good place. That people are inherently good. And life is really on your side. How can it not be? But that 90%, sometimes there's a part of us that keeps looking for what isn't working. If it's got your attention, call it good and look for it until you find it. I have this story of this woman. And she loves God. And she, every morning, she goes out on her front porch first thing in the morning and she says, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for my life. Thank you, God, for this home. Thank you, God, for this beautiful countryside. And the man next door is an atheist. And he grumbles. Every day she goes out. She says it quite loudly. And one day he said, oh, lady, there is no such thing as a God. And she said, God is in my world. So the next morning she goes out and she says, thank you, God, for the groceries that I know you're bringing to me. The man next door, he hears that. He goes, I'll fix her. So during the middle of the night, he goes out, he buys groceries, he puts them on her front porch. She gets up, she goes, thank you, God, for the answer to prayer, my groceries. And he's over there at his house, and he laughs, and he says, that wasn't God, that was me in the middle of the night. And she says, thank you, God, for the groceries, and you made the devil bring them. I love that joke. That got him. His good is still coming to him. Okay. You see? Everything is good. Everything is there for us to see the good. So on the surface, we may look different. However, the core of each and every one of us is connected. We're connected by the love that created us. We are created out of that love.
That sacred center of self that I talk about so often within each one of us is our divine light. And it invites each and every one of us to bask in the glow of its love, calling us to live from our inner greatness, to live from that special place. And when I forget the power of my inner self, when I forget that, I go outside and I turn my face to the sun. And I remember that light that is in the sun is the light that is within me. And I stand there and I allow the light of the sun to shed its light on the shadows that of the difficulties that I might be having. So we all have those difficulties, those shadows. So I'm going to invite us to step out of the shadow of our beliefs that seem to hold us hostage. Look at the sun, whatever it takes to remember. Because the sun reminds me to have the light within me is my own light, and it is always shining. That sacred center of myself. It lives in each one of us. It's bright. It's good. It's in all of us. Its brightness dissipates all the shadows of negative thinking. We're each being called to discover it, to allow it. I'm going to invite us to call upon that light of our light of love and to retain our thinking, helping each one of us to look for the good. The moment we want to go to the 90%, my good is my God. My God is my good. Why spend time with the 10% of the time being unhappy? When things or people, we don't want to use that 90%. We want to stay in the 10%. We want to allow that 10% to grow greater, to be better, to be gooder than we've ever been before. So let's look for the good and be the light of love. It's yours. Own it. Let it shine. That's my talk on love today. So let's take it into prayer. So we just take this moment and we recognize that love is truly all there is, that there is good for each and every one of us, and that good is God in expression in every aspect of our lives. And we stop in this moment and we say, thank you, divine presence. Thank you for all the good that is coming into each and every one of our lives, that the healing is taking place, that the renewal of our physical bodies, our spiritual bodies, and our etheric bodies are being renewed in this very moment because we are claiming and accepting for ourselves and our loved ones good and very good. So greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God because we have come here dedicated and committed to our greater good. That is yet to be expressed and experienced through us, in us, and as us. So I just release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We're full of it, and we let it shine. We just let God do God's work. If you'd like to agree with anything I've said, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.